WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's sunny and 58 degrees in Atlantic at 8:01. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by First National Bank. They're locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. An update to an earlier story, the Atlantic Police Department said this morning a Council Bluffs woman was transported to the Cass County Memorial Hospital last night following an accident at the intersection of 7th and Hazel Streets. Officials say vehicles driven by Megan Hall of Council Bluffs and Leah Jenkins of Atlantic were both westbound on 7th Street just before midnight when Jenkins saw a dark object out of the corner of her eye and hit the brakes. When Hall couldn't stop in time, her vehicle struck the back of Jenkins' vehicle, causing a total of about $2,700 damage. Hall complained of pain and was taken to the hospital by medevac ambulance to be checked out. Hall was cited by police for following too close and failure to provide proof of insurance. News time is 8:02.
First National Bank is locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. They have the expertise needed to provide you excellent service with a great selection of banking and investment needs. They have a complete line of lending services available, and they offer insurance sales. At First National Bank, you'll be greeted with a friendly face at the teller's window, as well as each special desk. First National Bank in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Anita, where you'll get the most banking service for the least cost. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
ACT has released its annual report on how well the students who take the organization's college entrance exam are prepared for higher education. ACT spokesman Scott Gomer says Iowa students in the class of 2012 are above the national averages in readiness for English, reading, science, and math.
For the state of Iowa, it looks like things are going in the right direction. For example, 77% of the students meet the benchmark for English proficiency, 62% reading, 51% math, and 38% science. So those are really the benchmark scores are what we look at to be ready for those first-year college courses in the same subject areas.
The percentage of students prepared for college science courses is the lowest of all four, and that's something Gomer says the state is trying to address.
Science is one of the areas that is more challenging for students. However, we have seen that the science and math scores have both inched up slightly over the past 4 or 5 years. We think that may be attributable to some additional focus on STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math for high school students to get them better prepared for those types of careers which are in high demand.
He says when you compare this year's scores to 4 years ago, there is some progress. Gomer said 79% met the English benchmark 4 years ago compared to 77% now. The fourth annual T. Fred Golf Tournament, held on August 11th at the Nishna Hills Golf Course in Atlantic, raised nearly $22,000 for area nonprofit groups, organizations, and the Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Scholarship. Melanie Petty with the Trevor Fredrickson Foundation said the fund raised will be able to enable them to continue to support the foundation's annual donations, which includes scholarships, the Little League, Nishna Valley Family YMCA, school libraries, Friends of Lake Anita, the AHS baseball program, and others. Melanie says some new things they'll be helping with this year include the Schulberg Recreation Area, the Healing Garden at the Cass County Hospital, the Atlantic High School Football Program, Atlantic Fire Department, and assisting with the painting of the Atlantic High School Trojan logo on the water tower off of Bryn Mawr Road. Betty says prior to this year's tournament, the Trevor Fredrickson Foundation has given back over $42,000 in donations. She says by this time next year, that figure should be well over $60,000. The fifth annual T. Fred Golf Tournament will take place August the 10th of next year. And the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce announced Tuesday that some additions to the static displays will be on hand for the Fly Iowa event on September 15th at the Atlantic Airport. The A-26 Lady Liberty Invader Bomber will be the highlight of the ground displays. Rick Pellett, Static Show Chair, said the bomber will be available for free cockpit tours when it's sitting on the ground, and it will provide some flying demonstrations. Her crew will be available at the air show to answer questions and help people get a feel for the history of the unique plane, which was the 130th Invader produced. Now, this particular aircraft was assigned to the 410th Bomb Group and began combat operations in early 1945. Each squadron was given one aircraft. They were painted completely black and initially used as night interdiction aircraft ranging all over Germany. The particular plane that will be on display here in Atlantic still has patches in the tail that were attributed to encounters with German night fighters. Pellet said it is the only air show A-26 that is in stock configuration and has operable bomb bay doors. For more on the events, you can log on to the Atlantic Chamber's website and check out the story on KJAN.com under the News tab. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, Missouri Congressman Todd Akin says he'll continue his race for the Senate despite the fallout over his comments that women's bodies can prevent pregnancy in a legitimate rape. Akin told ABC and NBC's morning news shows today that he misspoke and that it's not right for Republican Party bosses to override the voters of Missouri. Most voters tell a new poll that they believe President Barack Obama will win re-election, but those voters surveyed in the AP-GFK poll also are pretty much split when it comes to support for either Obama or Republican Mitt Romney. Fire officials are assessing the damage near Northern California community of Manton, where many of the 50 buildings that have been destroyed in a wildfire are believed to have been homes. The blaze, which was sparked by lightning Saturday, has consumed more than 33 square miles. And more than a dozen Caribbean islands, including St. Martin, Dominica, and Martinique, are in the path of Tropical Storm Isaac, which has been gaining strength and could become a hurricane by Thursday. Forecasters say Isaac's maximum sustained winds were last tracked at 45 miles per hour. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.
At First National Bank, we strive to make your banking experience as simple and convenient as possible. If you would like to enjoy the benefit of banking anytime, anywhere, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, without an interruption in your busy day, sign up for our free online banking. Signing up is easy. Just visit our website and click on Enroll to try our online banking demo for a trial run. Locally owned, locally active, and proud to be your bank. In Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In the funeral announcements, Luella O'Brien, age 82, of Afton, died Saturday. Graveside services for Luella O'Brien will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the Calvary Cemetery in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. John Jack W. Jorgensen, Jr., age 85, of Audubon, died Monday. Funeral services for Jack Jorgensen, Jr. will be today at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Ernestine Hiley, age 84, of Avoca, died Friday. Funeral services for Ernestine Hiley will be this morning at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Dean Sully, age 73, of Avoca, died Saturday. Funeral services for Dean Sully will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the United Church of Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Robert Dale Paintman Blair, age 87, of Marion and formerly of the Harlan and Council Bluffs area, died Sunday. Graveside services for Robert Blair will be held tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Harlan Cemetery. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Orrin C. Prescott, age 69, of Panora, died Friday. There are no services planned, but visitation for Orrin Prescott will be held Friday from 5 until 8 p.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora with the family present. And Janice Williams, age 86, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. A celebration of life service for Janice Williams will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Ockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Our news was brought to you this hour by First National Bank with locations in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability,